Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Cholamandalam Financial Holdings, hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Jariwala from DAM Capital Advisors Limited. Thank you.
Yeah, so good evening, everyone, welcome to the Q1 FY26 Cholamandalam Financial Holdings Limited earnings call. From the management, we have Mr. Sridharan Rangarajan, Non-Executive Director, Cholamandalam Financial Holdings Limited; Mr. N. Ganesh, Manager and CFO, Cholamandalam Financial Holdings Limited; Mr. V. Suryanarayanan, Managing Director, Cholamandalam MS General Insurance; Mr. S. Venugopalan, Chief Financial Officer, Cholamandalam MS General Insurance. I'll now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Good evening. This is Suryanarayanan. Thanks for joining the earnings conference call of Chola Financial Holding for the quarter ended June 25. I will now proceed with the overview of the performance for the quarter ended June. In Q1, in line with the 1/N method of accounting and reporting of gross domestic premium in India, with respect to long-term non-motor business, Chola MS recorded a premium of around 1,812 crores. The premium received in advance on long-term non-motor products was 102 crores. Together with the reinsurance inward business, the GWP for Q1 was 1,997 crores as against 1,945 crores in the corresponding quarter of previous year. In motor, the principal line of business for the company, their market share stood at 5.2%. Within motor, the company now has a composition of 50% in cars, 38% in CVs, and 12% in two-wheelers. The company secured about 25% of its total motor premium from new vehicles. The expense of management for Chola MS for the quarter stood at 32%, which measured without 1/N works out to 30.4%. and is lower than the glide path plan approved by the board and presented to the regulator way back in 2023. The UIM for the corresponding quarter of previous year was 33.3. The claims ratio for the quarter at 81% is higher than the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Recognizing the rising severity in court awards in third-party claims, and the continued absence of increase in motor third-party premium for the last 3 to 4 years, Chola MS has stepped up its motor third-party reserving during the quarter, which had an impact on the overall claims ratio by about 3.53%. The quarter's claim ratios in property lines was also impacted by a few large fire claims, which impacted the claims ratio by about 1.78%. This meant that the combined ratio for the quarter was 114.8 and without the 1/N effect at 111.5%. The combined ratio includes the impact of the motor third-party reserving augmentation and the large fire claims, which together is about 5.11% for the quarter. The investment portfolio corpus at over 18,140 crores, which is excluding the fair value change. The company had mark-to-market gains in both the debt and equity portfolios amounting to over 690 crores. The profit before tax for the quarter was at 145 crores and the return on equity not annualized at 3.45%. Solvency ratio at 2.17 times as at 30th June is comfortable. We'll now be happy to take any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sanket Godha from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, 81% loss ratio honestly is significantly very high compared to what you historically reported. And even in the COVID times, the number in the worst quarter was around 80 to 83%. So just wanted to understand. You highlighted that there are two things. That is one big claims, 1.78%, and maybe motor TP reserving you enhanced. So even if I ignore those two numbers, you reporting maybe 77-78% kind of a loss ratio seems to be very high compared to what you reported around 70-73% in the past. So just wanted to understand whether things will be better in subsequent quarters, or if any corrective actions you have taken to bring it back to 70-73% in the loss ratio. That's my first question.
Yeah, Sanket, as I was remarked in the opening statement, the twin elements of stepping up the motor third party and the fire losses, that impact is about 5.11%. So what we are talking of is 81 minus 5.11, which is at about 76%. So this is about 2 to 3% higher than our normal average of anywhere between 72.5 or 73. The contributing element is, of course, the elevated the loss ratios in the motor OD segment. And of course, many of you have been part of the investor calls of listed and other entities as well. The sector has seen, even for the larger players, somewhere about 4 to 5% rise in the motor OD claims ratios, which is prevalent in many of the companies that we have seen. We have also had this impact, which is there. Some corrective action has been taken, and generally it is elevated in Q1. And then drops down through the other quarters. So we only believe that as we move on to the rest of the quarters, we should see some relief coming in this space. But otherwise, I think it's fairly normal.
Got it. So this motor TP reserve enhancement, what you did, 80.4% loss ratio. So you absorbed everything in the current quarter, or you expect this 80.4 to remain as the new normal for subsequent quarter, or we'll go back to that 70-72% kind of number, because whatever you wanted to provide it, you provided in the current quarter itself.
It may not go back to that 72% level, but it can be lower than this number. But then, we have to recognize is that the industry has not had any increase over fairly long period. Okay. And the severity inflation is real. Court awards are going. So if any company manages to hold on to its TP reserves continuously at that same level for a long period, it only means two things. Either there is a substantive release from the earlier years which is coming in, or there is, some quarterly fluctuation that they are reflecting in the reported numbers for the quarter. We would leave that to the respective companies. But it is in the context of absence of rise in premium. The right direction for the motor TP is actually to inch up from the earlier levels. And I guess we are doing the right thing in that perspective.
Got it, sir. Sure, but suppose there is a lot of chatter that price hike will come, and assume it comes, maybe I don't know what the number would be, is it fair to assume that then there could be a meaningful improvement in the loss ratio because there could be some bit of price adequacy?
One could expect that, yes. But then today, while there are press reports talking of the increase from a prospective date, we really have to wait and see as to whether it fructifies. But as and when the price increase happens, I'm sure this will get toned down.
Got it, sir. And the second question which I want to ask is that, sir, last year when you did the reinsurance accepted business at overall company level, it was just 2% of the total GWP. In the current quarter, it is almost 9% of current GWP. I don't know whether it's a new normal for the full year. That's the first question what I have, whether this is the new normal for the full year, 9%, 10% of the total GWP, point number one. And second is that in which segments you are seeing this business growing? And related to it, is it because of EOM pressure? Maybe to some extent you are doing this business or otherwise you are seeing a profit, a very big profit opportunity, and that's why you are doing it.
See, actually, Sanket, yes, we can expect this number to be around this level, about 8 to 10% is something that we can expect it through the year. And it is actually a combination. So one, there are profitable opportunities that also come through. And then, and incidentally, it may also bring in the UIM advantage and support there. So, which is what the board has taken a view, and accordingly, we have stepped up the presence in this segment. So it's likely to be around that 8 to 10% range.
And which segments are driving in reinsurance acceptance, basically?
It can be across lines of business, not necessarily in a particular line. It will be across lines of businesses.
Okay, but this is again asking more it will be commercial, like property, fire and crop predominantly, sir?
It will be occurring. See, for instance, the number that you talked last year, we had something in crop. This year it can be in other lines. It will be across lines of business.
Okay. Got it, sir. The current thing, sir, these are my questions. I'll come back in the queue if required. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all of you, please press star and one if you have any question. I repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. I repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a next follow-up question from Sanket Goda from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you again for the opportunity. See, only 2 points what I have incrementally to ask. One is on health side, sir. Again, maybe I asked you this question last time also. That loss ratios don't see a respite at all. Because we used to be 70-ish, now we are 80-ish. And we told in the past that we have taken corrective price action. Is it largely because PA contribution has come down or any other reason why this optically the ratios have gone up? That's one thing. And the second thing, just wanted to understand on crop side, bulk of our business, if I remember right, was Maharashtra, and Maharashtra probably has gone to AIC this year. Any outlook you want to give on the growth, either on full N basis or 1/N basis, given crop won't be there in such a big way in the current year?
Thanks, Ankit. I'll first take the crop question. We are fairly aware that based on the retenders in three states, Maharashtra, Bengal, and Orissa, and the revised pricing at which the business has got concluded, the industry is likely to face almost a 9,000 crore drop in the total premium in the crop insurance. And as business has shifted more from the private sector players to AIC to a larger extent, at least in Maharashtra, we are likely to see a drop in premium for multi-line players generally, and which is already manifested to an extent in the numbers reported by the industry for July. Chola MS also had last year about 500 crores of premium from crop last year, which will not be there for the current year. So this drop is for an annualized is about 500 crores. We will see it unfold, and as at June, it was about 60 crores, and maybe as at July, it's about 145 crores. So this drop will definitely be there for Chola MS. We are looking at alternate avenues to step up and make good the shortfall. So this is on the crop side.
Related to that, sir, your growth outlook for the company for the full year, means if you are okay to share that number, maybe because last year GWP what we did was around 8,300 odd crores. Given 500, you are starting with negative 500 or 7,800 kind of a number. Whether we will be able to deliver 8,300 kind of figure again in the current year?
That's our intent. We'll have to see. Of course, the competitive intensity in the market is quite high with the kind of discounts and payouts. So we'll have to see that, because we are very clear that we won't be chasing top line. So the inherent economic viability of the business is what will drive our appetite. But then, yes, nobody likes to have a drop, so which is what we will want to work on. So this is on the crop side. And moving on to the health side question that you had, it is a fact that our volumes in PA have been toned down a bit given the EOM and other considerations, which is also a reason for the bump in the HAT-related loss ratios. But then we have written some group health in the quarter one, though still we continue to be fairly low, probably fourth from the bottom in terms of the group health volume of business. And there I should say that perhaps we have also making provisions conservatively there. We will only, maybe time will tell as to how this pans out. So generally I think we have been prudent when it comes to claims and claims provisioning, which is also reflected in the higher LRs. We will see it as the next quarter unfolds, and perhaps at the half-year stage, we will have a much clearer picture.
Got it. So basically, just again simplifying the question, that last year you were at 110 combined. Means honestly, worst quarter was little on the higher side. Is it fair to tell that will you be able to end up couple of percentage higher than what you reported last year, or you think you're confident to deliver a similar kind of combined for the full year in the current year, I need to say, closer to 110 kind of a number?
See, there you also have to see the change happening in the UIM number. So if you are to go to the slide or so page 46, and we have presented both the expense of management level on full premium and on 1/N premium.
Yeah.
You will see that from 33.3, it has come down to about 30.4. So there is the 2% reduction which has happened in the cost absorption. So our intent will also be to continue and maintain that trend. And when that happens, it can possibly start reflecting even on the COR.
Got it, sir. Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. Those were my questions. Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. I repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks to everyone for joining in the call. Stay safe, stay healthy. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.